This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
What is the temperature outside?
It's 68. It went down a little bit.
I know. It's pleasant. We'll be back after stories and news. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Schuyler with your stories now. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a new COVID-19 vaccination lottery with $10 million in prizes. The lottery is called All In for the Win, and it features cash payouts of $100,000 to $1 million for adults and scholarships worth $150,000 for teens.
Illinois residents who got at least one vaccine dose within our state boundaries will be automatically eligible to win. There's no sign-up, and this is a way of saying thank you.
Starting in July, there will be state and regional drawings to ensure winners come from all over Illinois. Winners will be notified by the State Department of Public Health. One state lawmaker is sharing his battle with prostate cancer to encourage more people to get screened for the disease. Chicago Representative LaShawn Ford says he was screened last October and his PSA levels came back quite high. Ford had surgery in January. He stresses the need to be checked regularly.
There are no signs that you have prostate cancer.
The surgery was successful. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Claudette hitting another state. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and it's a tropical storm again this morning, moving over North Carolina before moving out to sea.
Another inch or two of rain over eastern North Carolina during the next few hours, and they could cause some isolated flash flooding.
Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center. Claudette's blamed for 13 deaths in Alabama, 10 in a wreck during heavy rain in the storm.
Among the victims, a 29-year-old father and his 9-month-old daughter, and 8 girls ranging in age from 4 to 17 years old from the Papoosa Girls Ranch, returning home in a van after a week in Gulf Shores.
As Lee Peck with Fox 10 TV, a tornado hit Naperville, Illinois late last night, damaging about 130 homes.
There were people that were trapped in the house that was really leveled by the wind damage. They were able to be rescued very quickly by fire companies.
Fire Chief Mark Pucknitis, there were a handful of injuries, but many power outages. There's a search in Linn County, Iowa for whoever shot and wounded a sheriff's deputy during a store robbery last night. They'll continue trying to find a compromise this week on infrastructure. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live at the White House.
Dave, after weeks of wrangling, President Biden could respond to a new bipartisan proposal as soon as today. It calls for $1.2 trillion in spending on core infrastructure over 8 years. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News Sunday,
"We're willing to add more new money to infrastructure in this package."
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders expressed concern about how to pay for it on Face the Nation on CBS.
"Some of the speculation is raising a gas tax, which I don't support, a fee on electric vehicles."
The plan is about a fourth of what President Biden originally proposed. Dave?
Rachel, Iran's newly elected president said today he will not meet with President Biden or negotiate over its ballistic missile program while demanding the U.S. lift sanctions amid an American attempt to rejoin the international nuclear deal Iran has been violating. America's listening to Fox News.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation helps America to never forget 9/11. This year, the foundation is giving 200 mortgage-free homes to Gold Star and fallen first responder families with young children and catastrophically injured veterans and first responders. In a tribute to the fallen, the foundation's chairman and CEO is walking from the Pentagon to Shanksville and on to Ground Zero. Never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
COVID cases keep declining with fewer than 4,000 reported in the U.S. yesterday, so restrictions are being lifted. Federal eviction protections expire at the end of the month. California is using federal stimulus money with plans to pay off all renters' past due payments. The Supreme Court's term is almost over, but the justices have some cases left to decide.
One of the remaining cases justices have to decide has to do with voting rights. Lower courts held two voting laws in Arizona violated the Voting Rights Act. One law limits who can collect ballots on behalf of another person, and the other discards ballots cast at the wrong precinct. Another notable case is one involving a teenage girl who, in a moment of anger, cursed in a Snapchat video at her school and sports teams. She was suspended from cheer for a year. Her parents challenged that suspension in court. A federal appeals court found she could only be punished for comments made at school or at school-sponsored activities. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a rebound is in store. Dow futures are up nearly 200 points. There's a new major champion in golf.
It was just weeks ago that a positive COVID-19 test forced John Rahm out of the Memorial as he sat in the lead. Now, he's a U.S. Open champ.
Another one has landed at the 72nd hole, this time for Rahm.
Audio courtesy of NBC, Rahm with the birdie on 18, capping off a 4-under-67 for his final round at Torrey Pines Sunday, and making history as the first person to ever birdie the final two holes of a U.S. Open, as Rahm scored his first career major victory, finishing with a 6-under for the tournament and becoming the first Spaniard to win the U.S. Open. As that victory now elevates him to the world number one ranking on the PGA Tour, Rahm after the win.
It almost feels like this is going to be a movie that's about to end, and I'm going to wake up soon.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In the NBA playoffs, the top seed knocked out in the East. Philadelphia lost to Atlanta 103-96 in Game 7. The Hawks move on to the conference finals. In the West finals, Phoenix won the opener, beating the LA Clippers 120-114. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Hey, today we've got a 30% chance of rain up until about 5 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 70 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be mostly cloudy, then clear later with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny and a high of 76, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 68 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, June 21st edition of Byers & Company. Stacy Young will be with us from the Park Board, talk about those new rules in place for Splash Cove and the incredible event they had at the Devon Amphitheater on Saturday night. Plus, we'll check in with Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Got the official start to summer, right? And it feels more like spring or fall out there this morning. 68 right now, and nice. A little bit of a breeze, and we'll be warming back up before the end of the week. So a kind of a tale of two cities sort of weekend for me. There was so much going on in the community, including Evelyn Hood and, you know, 27 years, I believe, of having the Juneteenth celebration in Central Park and in downtown Decatur, an inaugural event at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. But it really started, you know, Friday night into late night into Saturday with all of this viral stuff, online about Splash Cove and what happened there. The Park District, to their great credit, and leadership from the Park Board said, we're going to put an immediate halt to this. We're going to shut down operations. We're going to come up with some new rules, and this stuff's not going to be allowed. at the same time having applauded them for their efforts and doing the right thing. There was just so much ugliness around this beyond a fight. And some of the behavior displayed by adults, you know, I wonder when we look around and we wonder why kids behave the way they do, well, look no further than yourself. If you're one of the people participating in this ugly, just racist hatred that's going on online, and when adults act like fools, kids probably will follow suit. Stacy Young joins us, who heads up the efforts of the Park Board as the president. Stacy, it was great seeing you on Saturday night. Let me start with that event, because to me, that's what our community is about. I thought it was just a wonderful night at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on this morning. And I echo those sentiments. It was absolutely a wonderful event. The Juneteenth celebration, the inaugural event at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, just all the local talents that was able to come and be on display, all of the poetry and all of the things that recognize and signify what Juneteenth means to people was really, really a beautiful thing to see and to witness. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, the kids were spectacular. The performances were just amazing. All right, so Friday night, you know, walk me through, you know, the weekend for you.
Well, I mean, we were notified. I was notified by park staff of an incident that happened Friday night. We were kind of ending the day. The weather had gotten to be a little more inclement. And we had two groups of young girls, unfortunately, have a brawl there. And that kind of had us to have to step back. And now that wasn't the only incident. There have been some other incidents this week. We recognize that perhaps kids coming and being dropped off, some of them, you know, were well behaved. So this isn't all the kids. But we certainly had pockets of kids that were disobedient, didn't want to listen to what the lifeguards were saying, which was certainly dangerous, didn't want to listen to what the leaders at the park were sharing with them. And so because of that, we just said, okay, we've got a lot of capacity here, a lot of people here. We have a lot of movement, a lot of things happening. So perhaps let's look at some guidelines that we can put in place now that we see what's going on, and address it early. You know, this was new to us, right? We've not had a aquatic facility of this size that can hold 999 people. So we knew that there would be issues. We knew that there would be some problems. I mean, we recognize that some of those things may happen. But now that we've seen what some of those issues are and where they are transpiring, we feel like we can put some protocols in place that will help to keep everybody safe, because safety is paramount.
All right, and so moving forward, and you talked about those different rules that are now in place, it's going to be impossible to make everyone happy. I mean, it's a public pool. It's not a country club. I know people are suggesting, well, you know, just put, you know, a bigger price tag on entry and all of that. This pool is there to serve the entire community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an aquatic family facility. It was designed for individuals and families. And so, no, we do not want to put restraints on who can enter. That's not our desire.
And so moving forward.
Brian, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, moving forward, Brian wants to know what the plan is going on with, you know, some of the regulations, you know, wanting to know what time, you know, closing the park at 6:30, you know, and what that might mean for, you know, adults and families, and is this going to be rock solid? Or are you going to be able to pivot to different things?
So we have put some measures in order, and we want to see how people react to these measures, how, if we can get some of the issues resolved with some of the time measures, some of the age requirements. We now are requiring all minors ages 15 and under to be accompanied by an adult 18 years or older in order to be admitted into Splash Cove. We are going to have a photo ID process. We did not have this in the beginning. And so we're asking all visitors age 5 and older to have a photo ID taken. And so they can have that either taken there at the aquatic facility at Splash Cove when they arrive, or if they want to have it taken sooner, they can go over to the Decatur Indoor Sports Center to the front desk there and have a photo taken. And we want to do this for the safety of young kids as well. To make sure that we have a photo ID on file for them should anything happen in that complex to any young kids. There's going to be a registration form that people have to complete, you know, acknowledging that they've seen our code of conduct. And we're not going to allow reentry. So that has been an issue. People have left the park, you know, kind of congregated, did other things, and then are reentering the park. So that is another change that we're going to implement.
I'm sorry, Stacey. Are you thinking that, have you learned from not only like other Central Illinois attractions similarly, but across the United States and maybe anywhere else, some of these measures, are you taking inspiration from, you know, from other venues that have been able to successfully navigate through troubles like this?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have. Also, we've been in touch with some other local aquatic facilities that are in our area. And some that had even given us guidance in the beginning when we were putting the facility together. So we have reached out to those entities and indicated from them that these are measures that they have found to be successful, things that they had needed to do in order to put in place in order to have their operation function more smoothly. So, yes, we are taking that advice from not only just local, central, but, yes, we've reached out to Rockford and some of the other communities to see what they're doing to be successful as well, because they've operated a pool for a long time.
You know, and we were all, including you and Brian and myself and just about anybody you can imagine, were so excited about Splash Cove finally getting open. You know, the pandemic setting us back and, you know, construction issues at the very beginning, and here we are, ready and open, thousands of people coming through, everything's going very well. People are giving rave reviews. Doesn't this kind of, you know, to get this much spotlight on an incident that is isolated or small incidents compared to the thousands that come without any sort of incident, isn't that a hard thing to kind of deal with?
It is, Nick. But we stepped back because, again, we have to look at safety. There's been a lot of dunking and horse playing and roughhousing. There's been, a lot of not wanting to listen to the lifeguards, not wanting to listen to leaders that are out there. We've got to get it in place where we have more parental eyes on their kids, because we can't have those things because they're unfortunately going to put others in danger that are there. So fighting and horse playing become very dangerous when you're in a water situation, right? This isn't a park, you know, this isn't a basketball court. These are depths of water. So we cannot have that happening.
No, absolutely not. And you feel like that your staff is capable to keep the center safe and keep it to be that experience that everybody is hoping for?
So, Nick, we have decreased the capacity by 25%. So we'll have around 750 now that can enter the park at any one given time. And so that will help us to have more eyes, especially from a staffing level, on the different bodies of water, because the different bodies of pool require different amounts of lifeguards. And so we have to have those in place in order for people to be able to even use, the lazy river or the different, you know, bodies of water. So, yeah, it's going to help our staffing levels as well. They're going to be able to have a better view of the people that are in the water.
Okay. Well, Stacey, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for all the efforts that you and the Park District are putting in and trying to keep this new treasure of our town safe and enjoyable for a lot of people. So thank you very much. And we're going to take a time out, and we'll be back with more Byers & Company right after this. And on the way to it, why don't I tell you about the weather, the WSOY 3-day weather forecast. It goes like this. Today's got a 30% chance of showers, mainly until 5 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be mostly cloudy, then clear with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 68 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:17.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Thank you, Decatur, for making Dick Van Dyke Appliance World number one for appliance sales and service, winning yet another Herald and Review Reader's Choice First Place Award.
Don't forget, it's also our 30-year anniversary.
That's right, our 30-year anniversary of serving the Decatur area.
Award-winning sales and service dating back to 1991.
30 years in the same location, supporting beautiful downtown Decatur.
Let's not forget our loyal customers in Clinton, Shelbyville, Sullivan, Pena,
Taylorville, Vandalia, Mattoon, and everywhere in between. 30 years of being your one-stop shop for all things home appliances. I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman and owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We're celebrating another Reader's Choice First Place Award and 30 years of proudly serving Decatur with a two-month sale all April and May. Don't miss out on this party. It's a once-in-a-30-year event. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Our apologies for the technical difficulties this morning. Not at all what we expect to provide to you every day. Our bad. That's totally on us. And hopefully we can limp through the rest of this. The conversation with Stacey Young, which was halfway an interview with me, halfway an interview with Nick, and I got to hear about half of it. I think they deserve the pat on the back for taking the proactive approach of losing 2 days worth of revenue and going, look, we're not going to reopen these doors until we put these rules in place. We don't want to be this restrictive, but you're leaving us no choice.
Yeah, not only that, the restrictions for those 2 days, but then, you know, reducing capacity, which, you know, translates into 25% possible revenue just for safety and just for a better experience for people, because they are committed to it. And Stacey, you know, in that interview was saying that that is their utmost, their utmost priority, making sure that not only is there not fighting, but being careful in the water, no dunk, you know, the dunking.
Yeah, yeah.
You just got to have the
eyeballs.
But
the capacity thing that I saw people commenting on, you know, that's not, they didn't just pick a number willy-nilly. You know, the people that build these parks
right. Know
what the capacity levels are, for safety. It's not that it's not safe to have that many people there. All they're saying is if we voluntarily reduce that by 25%, then there are fewer kids to have to keep an eye on for the lifeguards and the staff and everybody else. It wasn't that they designed it poorly, meaning that, oh, they're letting too many people in. I mean, I saw some of that, you know, over the weekend. It's too crowded. I mean, the capacity levels, I mean, there are experts and their own risk managers and insurance purposes.
Codes.
I mean, that number wasn't just arrived at, you know, they didn't pull it out of a hat.
Right, yeah. I mean, all amusement parks, movie theaters, you name it, there's X amount of people that are allowed to be in, and they're just backing off their X. That's all.
And the idea of issuing an ID, and signing off on a consent, and then you just got to ban people. I mean, that sounds unfortunate. Kids make mistakes and do stupid things, but, for the safety of everyone else and the enjoyment of everyone else, if you go in and you act this way, then you don't get to come back. And that seems, you know, appropriate to me. Far too often in life, I feel like we don't do that. We let the handful of people dictate everyone's mood, whether it's social media or in-person behavior. We've let far too many of these folks, adults all the way down to kids, act a certain way, particularly over the last year and a half. And I'm telling you, society just needs to go, no, we're done listening to this nonsense and this bad behavior, and you're going to be ostracized.
That's a very good point. And the point I was trying to make with Stacey and was that we had, without event, you know, incident, thousands of people come through. And if you read the glowing reviews of, man, this is a treasure. How cool is this? I love this about it, or I love that. And those stories, you know, were going on the entire time it was open. And now that small amount is what is taking away. We can't allow that to take away our best things.
And there are people out there that revel in this, and I think this is the disturbing thing to me. I saw a comment that, I didn't take a deep dive into the stuff, you know, people sharing the video, and you mentioned earlier, and it's 1,000% true, these kinds of incidents have happened throughout time, everywhere. I can give you stories about Nelson and Fairview Pool 27 years ago, that were the exact same, and you can go to Champaign, you can go to Springfield and go to Knights Action Park and the exact same thing. Human behavior isn't just contained to Macon County. I mean, this idea that oh, we're going to Champaign now. Well, okay, good luck. They've got the same. I mean, there's nothing different there.
Right.
As far as bad behavior is concerned. What is it? It's in the water?
Right. I don't know. But
there are people that do that, and then they root for failure. I mean, there are people that root for and revel in failure. They can't wait for it. They can't wait to predict it. They can't wait to want credit for predicting it. I mean, you're a genius. You predicted that there might be an altercation or a scuffle between teenagers at a public pool. Wow. You must be, like, close to Einstein-level genius.
Right. I mean, you might as well put on that bingo card. I bet there was probably an erase at an arrest at Disneyland. So I don't know, Brian. And unfortunately for me, I think that human behavior is everywhere. It's not just our water park. It's not Disney World. It's not Central Illinois. It's not India. We have the same issues all around the world. And we're going to take a timeout, and we'll come back with more Buyers and Company right after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
This spring, it's hiring season at Memorial Health System, featuring multiple hiring events, multiple hospitals and clinics with a wide range of available positions, including registered nurses, certified nursing assistants, licensed practical nurses, and environmental services personnel. So, if you're ready to work in a caring, collaborative environment and make a positive impact in the community, now is the perfect time to apply. Visit jobs.choosememorial.org/events to learn more. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Basement with a Y. That's Basement E.
It's Basement T.
Basement E?
It's Basement T.
Oh, Basement T.
Basement T. I get it. That's the basement waterproofing and foundation repair experts at Woods Basement Systems.
Right. The all things Basement T experts at Woods Basement Systems will provide you a free estimate and dry out that wet basement and fix that cracked foundation. Call 800-388-9326 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com.
That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
I don't know how much longer having the boys share a bedroom is going to work.
Yeah, and I could sure use more space in my home office.
Well, I think it's time to start planning to move.
Need more space for your growing family? Looking in a certain neighborhood or school district? Our innovative website lets you zero in on your exact wants and needs. Find information faster and with less clicks at BrinkOtter.com.
Find your way home. BrinkOtter.com.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drug Stores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Get out from behind your screen and take it to the course. Play around or hit the driving range at Red Tail Run or Hickory Point Golf Course in Decatur. With new carts, impeccable course conditions, online tee times, and friendly staff, golf in Decatur is an exciting way to get outdoors this spring. Grab some cold drinks and a bite to eat in our grill rooms and shop your favorite brands, high-tech gadgets, gifts, and golf essentials in our pro shops. Golf is back and better than ever. Plan a day on the lakes and book your tee time online at golfdecatur.org.
Here at the Community Foundation of Macon County, we've proudly partnered with generous families, individuals, companies, and nonprofits for the last 21 years to help make their charitable dollars make the seemingly impossible possible for the permanent good of our community. I'm Tony Holly, Director of Strategic Grant Making here at the Foundation, and by connecting the philanthropic goals of individuals with the needs of Macon County, we help strengthen and build a brighter future for all of us. At the Foundation, we work with donors like you to establish individual funds that can benefit a cause, a favorite organization, or even provide a scholarship. You can also help us meet the growing needs of our community, and you can do it all in your name or to honor a loved one. If you would like more information on setting up a fund with the Community Foundation of Macon County and help support local nonprofits, schools, and religious organizations, please call us at 217-429-3000 or go to MaconCountyGives.org for more information. We're proud to be your homegrown community foundation.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain.
Yeah, we're having unbelievable technical difficulties today, probably either due to the weather or our impending move. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We'll have Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and then we'll have more Byers & Company right after that.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, UC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. UC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at UC.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
This is Shiler with your stories now. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is reminding paddlers to be safe out on the water this summer. DNR safety educator Jeff Hopkins says you need to remember that your canoe, kayak, or paddleboard can pose the same risks as a boat.
You have to be aware of the weather situations, your current. If the weather or the wind turns the wrong way, it could put a canoe or a kayaker out half a mile from shore at a big body of water.
Hopkins says the number one way to protect yourself is to wear a life jacket. He also advises against paddling alone or overloading the kayak or canoe. Splash Cove has added additional policies that will go into effect as of today. All minors 15 and under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian 18 and older to be admitted into Splash Cove. No re-entry will be allowed. Open Swim will now close at 6:30 p.m. daily. Pass holders are admitted at 11:30 a.m. and non-pass holders will be admitted at noon. In addition, capacity will be voluntarily reduced by 25%. For more details, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Iran's president-elect Ebrahim Raisi says he would not meet with President Biden and that U.S. sanctions against Iran should be lifted.
Speaking at a news conference, he said Iran's ballistic missile program is non-negotiable. Raisi is a hardliner and a former judge. He's already under U.S. sanctions for his role in mass executions. He claimed today he was just doing his job, defending human rights.
Fox's Simon Owen. Around 130 homes in one neighborhood are reported to have been damaged by a tornado touching down in the Chicago suburbs. There are thousands of power outages and reports of six minor injuries. Naperville, Illinois Fire Chief Mark Pugnitis says it could have been worse.
There were trees that were stripped of their limbs and all the way down to the roots. And the fact that none of those limbs came through windows and crushed people or injured people is really a miracle.
America's listening to Fox News.
Your business loan is with one bank, your mortgage with another, your investments with yet another. Lessen the complexity and streamline your finances with Busey Bank. Consolidate your wealth management, business, and personal banking accounts with Busey and simplify your finances with one contact to help you manage it all. Busey, member FDIC.
Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today has got a 30% chance of showers, mainly until 5 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight's mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 68 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:32.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's 7:32, which means that it's time to talk to Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Mark, I know you're a big golf fan. The U.S. Open, how'd that go for you?
You know, yesterday was Father's Day, and I think my Father's Day gift for my wife was to let me watch the U.S. Open for 7 hours. it was an amazing golf tournament with a loaded leaderboard. At one point, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Louis Oosthuizen, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa, Paul Casey, Dustin Johnson. I mean, all these guys were sort of lurking around the top of the leaderboard. Who's going to make a move? Who's going to self-destruct? And at one point, everyone was making shots. Everyone was making birdies. And then all of a sudden, everyone was skidding into the ditch. There was bogeys and double bogeys and trouble galore. But two guys kind of hung steady and stayed on track, and that was Louis Oosthuizen, who has now finished runner-up in all four major championships, and John Rahm, the Spaniard who had never won a major and who 2 weeks ago led the Memorial by 6 shots after 3 rounds when he was told as he walked off the 18th green that he would have to withdraw from the tournament because he had tested positive for COVID. He had received his first vaccination shot, but he had already been exposed, and he made no excuses. He said, "It's my fault. I should have gotten vaccinated sooner." And that episode cut into his U.S. Open preparation, but he was right there late yesterday, trailing Oosthuizen by 1 shot with a couple holes to go. And to win this, either Louis was going to have to falter or John Rahm was going to have to rise up. And John Rahm definitely rose up. He sunk a 25-foot bender for a birdie on 17, and then he rolled in an 18-foot birdie putt on number 18. Very emotional for him, you know, the COVID experience, the isolation that followed, his 10-week-old son in his arms, his first Father's Day, his own father was there having flown in from Spain, all of this taking place on the Torrey Pines course where he won his first PGA tournament and where he proposed to his wife. It was just very, very cool stuff. A lot of golfers ran into trouble late, no more so than Bryson DeChambeau, who held the lead and then shot 44 on the back and finished 9 strokes back. It was an amazing tournament of guys who were able to kind of hold it together and a whole lot of guys who just could not. And John Rahm walks off with the trophy. Good job.
Well, it sounds like Mark had an awesome Father's Day with the U.S. Open. When we get back with more Tupper on Sports, we're going to take a look at the MLB and the NBA playoffs with more Tupper on Sports right after this. This break brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank now in Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
All right, we're back with more Tupper on Sports. Mark, MLB, it's now summertime, so we're really officially into baseball. And if you pick the final four NBA teams and put some money down, you might be rich.
That's true. Very, very, very true. Start with baseball. The Cubs got 5 shutout innings from Alec Mills and then got 4 hitless innings from their bullpen in a 2-0 victory over the Miami Marlins yesterday. The Marlins had clobbered them on Friday and Saturday. The Cardinals needed a pitching gem, too, and got one in the first game of a doubleheader against Atlanta. Predictably, it was Adam Wainwright who delivered for the Cardinals. He pitched a complete game 3-hitter. Struck out 11 as the Cards beat the Braves 9-1. Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt hit home runs. But then the offense went silent in the second game of that doubleheader. The Cardinals managed two hits and lost 1-0 to Drew Smyly and the Braves. So the Cubs in Milwaukee continue to lead the National League Central Division. They're dead even at 40-32. The Cardinals and Cincinnati Reds are tied at 500, four games back. The Cubs host Cleveland tonight with Adbert Azalea back from the blister on his throwing hand that sidelined him. The Cardinals are off today before opening the series tomorrow night at Detroit. Tomorrow's game with the Cardinals starts at 6:10 p.m. Very rough weekend for the White Sox, who ran into a red-hot Houston Astros team. Houston beat the Sox 8-2 yesterday for their seventh straight win. And in the NBA playoffs, the Atlanta Hawks went on the road and won Game 7 against the Philadelphia 76ers. They will meet Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 1 is Wednesday in Milwaukee. The Western Conference Finals began yesterday with the Phoenix Suns taking a 120-114 win over the LA Clippers. Game 2 in that best-of-seven series is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And we'll check in with you again tomorrow morning, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We're going to take a timeout and come back with more Byers & Company right after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
The Refresh with NowDecatur.com. It's your daily snapshot, your daily conversation starter. Content you can't get anywhere else. It's the best of Now Decatur straight to your inbox every day. Get curated content, top headlines, daily weather and podcasts. Plus, get real estate listings, restaurant and show recommendations, family-friendly events, and more. Join the thousands of people in Macon County getting the Refresh in their inbox. Go to NowDecatur.com and click opt in to sign up for the Refresh. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com. When your baby,
okay, it's been a lot of start and stop today, which is just a Monday manifesting itself through technology.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. We're marveling at the technology in a vehicle, you know, that can take you anywhere, and technology's not playing nice with us.
We're back for how long, I'm not sure, but as long as we're here, we're going to give it our all. We've got a lot to get to here today, including a Cardinals tickets giveaway versus or courtesy of First Mid Bank and First Mid Insurance. That will be coming up here in a little bit. Hot 25 is back. We took the Tesla out this weekend. You can see the video and photo galleries on NowDecatur.com and the NowDecatur Facebook page. Had a lot of fun really enjoyed, in particular, the show on Saturday night at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. We will be doing this all summer long. It is great to see people again. It's great to sort of be back out doing things. We've got our big Rome contest that'll be underway starting next week. We'll be giving away family fun kits to go visit all of the Central Illinois attractions that are available in all of our markets. Really looking forward to that, learning a lot. You know, you're in markets all the time. We've been in them virtually for the last, you know, year and a couple of months, but getting back out to it. We found out about the Lincoln Memorial Garden Nature Center we were talking about last week, which I've lived here my whole life. I had no idea that this thing existed in Springfield. Now all of my Springfield friends are going, how could you not know?
Yeah, you know, during the team meeting, it was pointed out that one of our colleagues, that's like their favorite place in the world to go to, and it's right down the street from us, and neither you or I had ever even heard of it.
I know, which is crazy, but that's the way it works. You know, you think about all the zoos that are in the area, and who doesn't like a zoo, right? There's the Henson Robinson Zoo, there's the Forest Glen Preserve, the Columbian Park Zoo, the Miller Park Zoo. There's a wolf park, all of these things, you know, within our Rome zone. And you can go to justaromaway.com to learn more. And once again, we're going to be giving away 8 family fun kits to all of these different communities for you to go and enjoy. Some of the attractions are free. Some are ticketed. And it's a little mix of both. It was important to us. We just said, hey, what's the, family, we're coming in, whether you're in Bloomington or whether you're in Danville or whether you're in Springfield or whether you're in Lafayette, if you had family or friends coming in that, you know, had never been to your community, you know, what would be the top 10 things you would show off?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Yesterday, my brother visited, and hadn't been back, pops in to do family stuff, but not really do touristy Decatur stuff. And this is where he grew up. And I was thinking of the list that I needed to present, have you seen
older brother or younger?
My older brother, have you seen this? Have you seen this? It's like so much different than when he grew up, and so it was kind of exciting. And I think that it's really cool for communities to kind of put themselves out there. And then it's even cooler for us to find what's being put out there, So I'm excited to find some of these things in Springfield and in Bloomington in particular, places that I go to frequently, that now I have a different, I can go do a different thing now. And so it's a great idea for a promotion. And I think that a lot of people getting into their cars, and heading for a day, maybe even 40 minutes away, being able to go do a bunch of fun stuff. And I'm excited about it.
I'm going to spotlight one in Lafayette today. And people think about Lafayette. Yes, it is across the border into Indiana, mm-hmm. just barely. It's about a little over two-hour drive. So, I mean, it's a daytime thing, or you want to make it a weekend. They got a thing called Monster Mini Golf that's an indoor facility. State-of-the-art climate control facility completely under the glow of black lights.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Store specific, they have unique living art and a monster themed decor, featuring fun loving animated monsters. There's an 18 hole miniature golf course like nothing you've ever experienced. There's a high tech video game arcade, monstrous prize center, mini bowling, monster themed laser tag, laser maze, light concessions. They've got, this, just looking at the pictures, the 12-year-old in me wants to go play for an afternoon.
Yeah, I wish it was just the 12-year-old in me. It's the me in me that wants to do all the things you just listed. Monsters, animatronics, games of golf, putt-putt. I love putt-putt. I mean, that sounds like a blast for somebody like me.
And to do it all under blacklight.
I love it. I used to love doing moonlight bowling, so you put the blacklight in there, it makes it that much more fun. I'm going to do that one for sure. That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, and the clown mouth, you got to have the clown mouth. I mean, that's every, in the black light with sort of the monster clown face, a lot of fun. And so you can check it out at justaromaway.com, and you can go by community, you can go by activities, whatever it is that you're looking for, whether it's green space and recreation or hiking. The hiking part to me, Lindsay and I love driving, whatever it is, to go see some new experience like that, take the camera, or these days the phone because it's just as good, and be able to hike out in nature and get to see something a little different than what we're used to right here.
Oh, absolutely. It's funny how the terrain and all of that can be so different just within a half an hour of here. It's really remarkable.
No doubt about it. All right, so you can go into the categories, arts and music, boating and fishing, family activities, golf and athletics, hiking and trails, museums and history, parks and scenic areas. There's even vineyards and breweries, and then the zoo and wildlife area. But looking at the hiking and trails, for sure, because there's so many of these I have not been to, including if you're heading over to Lafayette, there's something called the Clegg Memorial Garden. It resides on a hillside overlooking a state scenic waterway called Wildcat Creek. And there's slopes and feature a rare gravel hill prairie ecosystem, from creekside to hilltop elevation changes 100 feet and more. Excellent hiking opportunities and climbing and hiking at the same time is a lot of fun.
Yeah. It wasn't there also one in Lafayette, the Kickaboo Trails by the mountain or something like that. Didn't you read one of those just the other day as well?
That was in Vermilion County.
Oh, was it? Oh, Danville. That's
yes.
Right. You did.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Right outside of Danville. And that is a biking area and hiking and all
cool.
of that. Yeah. Kickapoo Mountain Bike Trail is what Nick is referring to. You can find out all of this at justaromaway.com. Great information and great photos and videos and everything that it contains, mapping and all of that. And this is only going to grow. This is just sort of the jumping off point with this, taking the 1.2 million person footprint of the Neuhof Rome zone and encompassing everything within that footprint is a pretty daunting task. So we started with sort of the family activities, and then it will grow from there. But we'll be giving away those family fun kits starting next week, Nick, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Plus Cardinals tickets today. I think it's the June 26th game that we have, which is coming up. And I want to thank
the 27th. We already gave
27th. We gave away the 26th. Okay.
Yep. And then the Pirates again on the 27th. It's the Sunday game is our next one up.
All right, great. Sunday 6/27 against the Pirates. And then we have games against the Giants, the Cubs, the Twins, the Royals, the Pirates again, the Reds, the Padres. And we wrap everything up in October with another Cubs series there at Busch, which is, you know, I don't know what it's going to look like. You know, we've passed Flag Day, which was Claiborne's thing. We're now officially into summer. I mean, we probably have an idea, maybe. I don't know.
No, you don't. Here's
baseball's
why.
A long season.
A doubleheader, game one, you get Arenado and Goldschmidt hitting home runs. That's what you thought you were getting. And then game two, they can't hit. So who knows what you got with the Cardinals.
I mean, I really don't, but I have enough history as
right,
a fan to realize that it's never too late. Never say never.
Hey, I got to tell you something too, Brian, by the way. So, you know, I know you're a big analytics guy, and you know, this campaign's a big deal. This Just Aroma Day is a big deal.
Aroma Way.
Yep. You can go tell your bosses that you successfully convinced somebody in Decatur to go to an arcade in Vermilion County. So you've got one. It worked. But not Vermilion County. I meant Lafayette. I'm sorry. That was
That's okay.
The campaign worked. It was successful.
Well, we'd like to get more than one, so we'll see at the end of it. But basically, over 8 weeks, we'll be giving away these family fun kits, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. All right, so the Hot 25 is back. We had the Tesla out over the weekend. Nick has been a big fan. I had never really—I mean, I've experienced driving in a hybrid, but never anything like this.
Yeah, I was excited to get your reactions and. It's a lot of fun, and you're a technology guy. And here's the other thing. Tesla is a brand that I like, you know, and it's like kind of my thing. And you're a Cadillac guy. So now I can imagine what your brain is doing. Like now that Lyric where it combines the Cadillac style and the detail with the drive of an electric car, Tesla is kind of a pioneer in it. And we have Rivian up, you know, in Bloomington as well, locally helping us out. But now the big boys are coming on board too. And so you might be interested in this kind of car now. And
oh, I've been interested all along. I think when we were talking about the Rivian stuff, you know, I was telling you about the Ewan McGregor show that's on Apple a long way up, where they went down to the bottom of South America and basically Harley Davidson produced two prototype electric motorcycles for them, and Rivian came in and gave them the crew trucks, which are the ones being made, you know, up in Bloomington. And then they put charging stations, you know, throughout areas. And it was a rough start for them at the very beginning because they couldn't find the infrastructure. You know, they were pulling into, like, you know, kind of a bed and breakfast, trying to, like, bring them in through the window and, you know, charge them into a wall socket. And then, of course, you had different power supplies, other places around the world. But it was so fascinating watching those motorcycles move at top speeds with no sound.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And so you said Harley Davidson. We just mentioned Cadillac. Ford's got their Mustang. The Hummer's coming. This is what's happening. I mean, all those are American pie right there.
But I think beyond the infrastructure and the charging stations, which I think will come, it is a bit of a back and forth. I mean, I don't know how much the consumer buys in until they're comfortable that there's enough infrastructure. It's sort of a chicken and the egg kind of thing. But I think, to me, the defining moment was just getting behind the wheel and punching that thing on a highway and feeling the full capacity of what it's capable of. In my mind, it was not going to feel that way, but it did.
The first, I had a similar moment. The first time that I was in Oak Brook at the mall, at the Tesla store, and the guy sat sideways looking at me, getting ready to start to drive the Model S for the first time. And the joy that he got out of me just pressing the pedal and breaking my own neck. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never done anything. And that was the moment for me. It was just one tap of the pedal. And then obviously everything else filled in the gaps. But it's that moment where you go, wow, this is for real. This is cool.
Yeah. And I would say to you, I had that moment, this weekend, where it kind of erases any, doubts that mm-hmm. you have of, oh yeah. I mean, because think about it. I mean, the first, what was like the Prius maybe, it was kind of like, a mom's car. And it was like, there wasn't a lot of get up.
No.
It felt like, a golf cart.
Right.
This is like a golf cart on, not only, one steroid, plan, but about 100 steroid plans. And it felt like a muscle car, without any of the noise or the emissions or anything else. And then, of course, when you look at the efficiency, I mean, that is also the secondary thing, punching the gas.
Right.
There's no gas. The acceleration of going, okay, all right, this is it. And then when you talk about 121 miles per gallon, when you translate that over mm-hmm. to the electrical equivalent of that, and saving, $4,000 or $5,000 over just a few short years in fuel cost, and then, being able to plug it into your garage. I think if you owned this and it was your primary vehicle, you'd have to set up a station, for yourself at the higher rate, right? I mean, I don't think you'd want to limp it along. I think it charged overnight, just on regular electricity. It maybe charged 50 miles.
Yeah, I mean, what you want to ultimately do is you want to take advantage of those off-peak hours so you're maximizing the expense. Overnight is when electricity can be cheaper. And if you could do it rapidly overnight, then you're definitely...
I think the rapidly part, if this is your...
is even more important.
If this is your car.
Daily driver.
It's not a secondary car, a third car. This is your car you use every day. You would have to break down and do that.
Yeah, and it'd be a smart investment. And now imagine double stacking here. If you're a home that has solar and battery backup, and now you have, instead of saving on gas, you're now saving on electricity, and you have no expense other than the cost of the car.
Yeah, and then it's got the five-star safety ratings mm-hmm. and all the other things that are important to you as far as safety is concerned. And you get a trunk and a frunk, so you got a little extra storage. Not a lot of extra storage, but a little bit of extra storage.
Put your day bag in there, your briefcase, or, your disc golf stuff could go
yep.
right there.
I'll be dropping it back off at Bob Brady, so it could be yours this afternoon, if you want to go out and take it for a test drive. The Hot 25 is back. Video available at Nauticator.com. We're going to take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a 30% chance of showers, mainly until 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 71 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 66 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:56. And this look at your weather is brought to you by Carriage Crossing Senior Living. Scenic urban living in a nurturing environment.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
Your business loan is with one bank, your mortgage with another, your investments with yet another. Lessen the complexity and streamline your finances with Busey Bank. Consolidate your wealth management, business, and personal banking accounts with Busey and simplify your finances with one contact to help you manage it all. Busey, member FDIC.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Splash Cove has added additional policies that will go into effect as of today. All minors 15 and under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian 18 and older to be admitted into Splash Cove. No re-entry will be allowed. Open swim will now close at 6:30 p.m. daily. Pass holders are admitted at 11:30 a.m. and non-pass holders will be admitted at noon. In addition, capacity will be voluntarily reduced by 25%. For more details, go to nowdecatur.com. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a new COVID-19 vaccination lottery with $10 million in prizes. The lottery is called All In for the Win, and it features cash payouts of $100,000 to $1 million for adults and scholarships worth $150,000 for teens.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.